Audio Mode Day 21, June 21st, 2016, Boss Jock. Get the Funk On by Freaky Foof. Today, thought we could shout out a couple of favorite apps, sharing two tools that I like to use on the regular that I think people should check out. The first one is an app called AudioShare. AudioShare is one of those wonderful Swiss Army knife apps. Initially, the focus was around managing big libraries of audio on your phone. You can put a bunch of files in there, whether they're recordings from music apps or voice memos or that sort of thing, and group them, rename them, put them in folders, upload them to Dropbox, move them around, all sorts of management things, collating, housekeeping stuff with your audio files. And since then, the app has grown to encompass a bunch of tools. It's a recorder. It also allows for inter-app audio processing. So, for example, you could take a previous recording and send it through an inter-app audio effect host and record that new resulting file. You can send audio out to AudioBus or record from AudioBus. It's really this amazing, Lego Mindstorms construction kit of audio type of app called AudioShare. Initially focused on the sharing and the managing, and it has grown to be so much more, working on a file-by-file basis. Lets you do minor trimming, lets you work with loops if you need to refine loops or take a piece and you want to pull a loop out of it. Very good for the musicians out there. So I would say if that's your sort of thing, if you have a lot of files that you manage and pull in and send out to Dropbox, for example, AudioShare could be the perfect app for you, and also to use as a inter-app audio effect host. It allows you to do all sorts of interesting processing for you heavy experimenters out there, musician types, recording types, if you have tons of stuff and you sort of coming from different applications and you want a single place to sort of file them away or put them in like-minded groupings, that sort of thing. Management. AudioShare is a fantastic app and it does much more. So I would say definitely check out AudioShare. It's the kind of thing that may just be the tool that you need to take you along on this ride of Audio Mo, day 21. And then let's talk about app number two. App number two is Phone Drive. Phone Drive. Now, this is an app that is another sort of file management app, but Phone Drive's focus is to treat it as sort of like turn your phone into sort of a Wi-Fi hard drive. So you can share files onto, and this isn't limited to audio files, this is other types of files too. Anything, pretty much. Phone Drive turns your phone into this wireless flash drive kind of thing. So if you need to transfer something quickly to your phone, it could be images or videos, or you just simply want to store a file that you're going to transfer to people later, you use that Wi-Fi, that clever Wi-Fi hosting. Basically, you enter URL address into your web browser on your PC, and it's in a similar way to how Boss Jock Studio can send files over, but this is even more deluxe in a lot of ways. You can send your files using a web browser from a conventional PC or Mac over to your Phone Drive app running on your iPhone or iPad. And you can even send it from one iPhone to another iPhone. Another little convenient trick that it does is it has a web browser, so it lets you download stuff from web browsers easily. And Phone Drive is the app I've used before to download somebody's audio boo onto my phone from the web, which I then used its open-in function to send it over to Boss Jock into a cart. So if you're looking for the sort of thing that's in a pinch, helps you transfer files and treat your phone like a wireless hard drive, Phone Drive is what you may want to check out. Well, Those are my two recommendations on this June 21st of Audio Mo. Talk to you guys tomorrow.